Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Okay, so here's the scenario. I have a friend. This will sound like your own personal story. I have a friend. Let's just call her Amy. That's not a real name, but Amy has really, ever since I've known her many years now, been trying to lose 25, 30 pounds. She has a little bit of success here and there, but nothing significant. She gains the weight back. So, you know, she's been in that 25, 30, you know, 35-ish pounds overweight. And she's tried many different diets. She's always on something new. And I was having lunch with her the other day. And she came across a report at foxnews.com that I then went back and looked at, and I thought it was actually pretty good. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't get a lot of my information from the mainstream news sources. But, you know, once in a while, they do a pretty good job, you know, of talking about some health issues. In this case, they did. So at foxnews.com, the title of this was Three Hormones to Control for Weight Loss. And my friend Amy, as we're calling her, this really made sense to her, and she thought maybe this is the kind of stuff that she also needs to think about. And I think she's onto something. So I wanted to share with you these three hormones that you really do need to think about, and maybe, you know, apply some strategies to controlling them. And this is regardless of the diet program you're on, by the way. Whether you're on, you know, low fat, low carb, you know, Atkins, South Beach, you know, whatever you're doing, these are things you can do. There are strategies that you can implement that will help you deal with these three hormones that might give you that extra success, that extra few pounds you're looking for. Or maybe what this can do, if you manipulate these three hormones I'm going to talk about here in a second, maybe you can overcome that plateau that so many people hit after maybe a month of dieting. They have some success, they hit that plateau, and they just can't seem to get over that. I mean, I think that's a very common story or scenario for people. So the three hormones from foxnews.com, the three hormones you have to control: ghrelin, leptin, and cortisol. So let's talk about each one of those, what they do, and how we can control this. The first one, ghrelin, this comes from your stomach. This is the hormone that tells you that you need to eat. So when you get up in the morning, you have a lot of ghrelin in your system, and at least you should, and you should be hungry. As a matter of fact, if you wake up in the morning and you're not hungry, there's probably some hormonal imbalances going on. You're not making adequate ghrelin, at least, you know, after you've been fasting for hopefully 7 to 9 hours. So ghrelin is that hormone that's going to tell you, hey, you need to get some food. As a matter of fact, if you skip a meal, you know, your ghrelin levels can increase quite significantly. And then no matter what's put in front of you, you're going to want to just tear into that, regardless of what it actually is. It's usually going to be something that's not healthy for you. So it's important that you don't skip meals, because the ghrelin level goes too high. And if ghrelin goes high enough, what happens is it really shuts down your metabolism, and then anything you do eat turns to fat, and that's the problem. See, when you aren't eating and you're skipping meals and ghrelin levels are increasing, the problem with all this is it shuts down your metabolism. I mean, the one thing the human body is really good at not doing, or at least it has a lot of mechanisms to prevent it, and that's starving. Your body is very scared of a famine. And so there's a lot of different mechanisms that your liver and other organs can activate that prevent starvation, which in one of those is everything you put into your system through your stomach can turn into fat. So if you're skipping meals and ghrelin levels go up, you're slowing your metabolism, which means everything you eat is going to turn into fat because your body thinks you're starving. So stop skipping meals. That's the first secret of controlling ghrelin, is you got to eat. Now, there was a study published in the journal Clinical Science that showed a high-protein meal can lower ghrelin levels significantly more than meals high in fat and carbohydrates. So maybe a great way to start your day then, if you feel maybe this is something you need to do, control the ghrelin levels a little bit better. How about a nice protein-based breakfast? Right? This study concluded that you want to shoot for about 20 grams of protein at breakfast. At least that amount, maybe 15 or so at lunch and dinner. That's going to get you to about, 60 grams of protein a day. That seems to be where most people fall in. Some people will tell you you need 1 gram of protein per kilogram of weight. But, if you do 20 at breakfast, 20 at lunch, 20 at dinner, 20 grams of protein each meal, that's going to be pretty good. And so it turns out that increasing your protein intake may be helpful in controlling this hormone that is designed to make you eat. Next is leptin. Leptin is the opposite of ghrelin. Leptin is the one that says stop eating. So if you're dieting, you may think, wow, I want a lot of leptin, but there's a problem. It turns out that people who are obese, significantly overweight, they actually have high leptin levels. I know that seems weird, right? You're thinking, wait a second, you just said leptin is the hormone that tells me to stop eating. If I have high levels, why would I be obese? I mean, wouldn't I stop eating and lose weight? Well, it's not really leptin that's the problem. It's something we call leptin resistance. Just getting older, your body doesn't respond to leptin as well. If you have a lot of inflammation in your body, what that does, the inflammatory proteins can block leptin from getting into your brain. And if leptin can't get into your brain, you don't know to stop eating. And so what we want to do is we want to break what's called leptin resistance. By the way, there's a leptin test too now available. I know Life Extension's laboratory service, they offer a leptin test. And chances are the higher and higher that level is, you probably have this leptin resistance. See, what your body does, whenever there's a resistance to a hormone, the body tries to overproduce it to overcome that resistance. So if your leptin level is really high, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times the normal amount, that's leptin resistance. We got to break it. One of the best ways to break it are the omega-3 oils. Specifically, it looks like EPA. So there's two main omega-3s, DHA and EPA. Turns out it's EPA that seems to be the best one for breaking leptin resistance. My personal opinion is we already know that the omega-3s are really good at easing inflammation, right? So if you're lowering inflammation, you're going to allow leptin to get into your brain more and you're going to stop eating. So I personally think that the more omega-3s we get into our system, the better we're controlling chronic inflammation, and that's going to break leptin resistance. But it looks like some of the studies are pointing to EPA, that one particular omega-3 as the best one for breaking leptin resistance. Eat, wild salmon. Has a lot of EPA, mackerel, sardines. I know a lot of people, when I say sardines, they cringe. I love sardines. Maybe because I grew up, my dad used to eat sardines on crackers all the time. I don't know. I love it. I'll snack on sardines. I was told not to bring them to work anymore. So I don't do that. Apparently that was bugging some people. So that's leptin. Break leptin resistance. Omega oils. Ervingia gabonensis, African mango. That's an extract you can take. That also will break leptin resistance. Has some awesome weight loss results. Last is cortisol. How does cortisol cause weight? Well, it's really simple. You get stressed. Cortisol goes up because it's your stress hormone. When that happens, to deal with the stress, you need energy. So your body mobilizes sugar. So blood sugar goes up, but most of us aren't burning that sugar off. So it gets stored as, fat. So stress to cortisol, cortisol to sugar, sugar to fat. That's the connection. You have to break cortisol. You have to break that hold on you. So you got to do some anti-stress things. Make sure you're getting some good sleep. Adaptogenic herbs like rhodiola, ginseng are really good for that. And even the hormone DHEA can bring down cortisol level. So try controlling those three hormones and see if that helps get over that plateau when you're trying to lose weight. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.